You are now listening to the Frocast, presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your kings of slander, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, and King Germ, a.k.a. the most electrifying man in podcasting history.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 254. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Kick Flair, woo! And the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting here with the tag team partner, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What up, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, aka the King of the Lames, aka the most slandered, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka the next door neighbor Danny Tanner. What's going on?
Hey man, before we get into the rest of the show, we got to get the special goddamn moment of the show in right now. This is breaking news. Be Easy made us push this to the top of the charts. They got blowjob robots, bro.
Yes, sir.
Blowjob robots. I saw the video, man. It's very creepy shit. It's very Herbie Hancock, somebody's watching me looking shit.
Hey, bro, just to see, the creepy shit is actual shit they put over to make it look like a human being, bro. Like,
I mean, motherfucker had on a parka and shit.
Like, listen, if it's a robot, a dick sucking robot machine, just put a fucking head on that motherfucker. That's all you motherfucking need. I don't need all that. No, man, because you doing too much trying to cook it all up. Nah, put a head on that motherfucker and let's go to town, nigga.
This motherfucking head on the bubble coat.
The bubble coat, the boots. Hey, the best one was like, it come with a wig, they say. I'd just be scared of malfunctioning, man. Cause you fuck around with a robot, this shit break your dick, nigga. Then what you gonna do? Like, they tell me so you can just stop it with a hand. No, nigga, no. I'm not trusting that shit. That shit might thrust up and, man, stop.
I gotta say that if you're resorting to a blowjob robot, your dick being broken is not the worst thing to happen to you.
It's all right. Sometimes you just want, you know, like, hey, listen, it's all right. When you got money, you buy stupid shit like that. But if you just like, yo, like, I could see some 15-year-old kid saving all his allowance, cutting grass for a whole fucking summer, nigga. I'm talking about, yo, this nigga.
That's where you're supposed to get all the easy pussy possible.
No, but look, no, he just like, man, these young kids, man, some of them just, like I said, some of them just scared. They've been so introverts. They play Xbox Live all day. They don't, you know, interact with real humans, but he saved up money to buy his robot, and this nigga is in the room 24/7 working that shit out, my nigga. Like, just think if you had like a malfunction with, like, is it battery power? You plug this bitch up? Like, what's going on? Like, I just, goddamn.
This is a problem, bro. It's like, if you got money to afford this robot, because we don't have any details on price or anything like that, but if you got money to afford this robot, you could probably just buy some head.
But the robot, listen, the robot is there forever. You pay one time fee, you get all the head, different, like, yo, like, that shit, man. Rock Jones, would you buy one? I mean, I'm asking, I got somebody sitting there, old Rock Jones, hey, everybody. Would you buy one of these robot head job machines?
Nah, bro.
No?
I got a girl who could do that.
Nah, not like that robot, though. But hey, did you see the robot got different speeds, bro? Come on. So, all right, you can go whatever your speed is that day, man. You can be like,
bruh, there's no chance.
Did you see the video of her going to town? But she was like, that bitch was yeeting, boy. I was like, look at that motherfucker.
Nah, I'm not buying a head robot, bruh. It's just, that's stupid. And if you buy it once, you're not paying once. You're paying for the rest of your fucking life that you had this dumbass robot in your house.
Hey, but just, I mean, but
like, we gonna store it.
I mean, I'd be scared of a malfunction. That would be the scariest thing to me. Because, you know, you fuck up with something with your dick in it, like, you fucked up. Like, that's the only bad part about it. Like,
where you going to put it?
Did you see it? You can put it anywhere. It looks like...
But I'm saying, all right, like say it's Thanksgiving and everything.
Oh, you just break.
I mean, the family come in.
And put it up somewhere in a box somewhere. Nobody knows what it is.
I'm saying, no, you know, you got those ass people. And, you know,
they're not gonna look. They're gonna look at it and see like, what is? They ain't gonna know.
They gonna be like, what this is, man? Like, what it do, man? And
you ain't gotta tell
when they cut it on. Boop, boop, boop,
and why would you cut it on?
Nosy ass family, man. But they might go in there and cut it on by themselves. The kids might go in there.
If you disassemble it, it don't look like nothing. It just looks like a little a box kids, like this.
Kids don't give a fuck about none of that, man. Kids want to know what the fuck that shit is.
I mean,
man.
Then they just, you know, like, it's a machine. That's it. You know, it's a machine for what? Man, you lie to kids, man.
And then you got to clean up. You got to clean this motherfucker up and shit.
Hey, man, it's just a... It's
right,
just
you going to put it in the shower, you going to rinse his mouth out, man? Fuck this shit, man. This is some head, old nerd shit.
That little wrestler used to walk around with the little head and shit. You just be walking around looking like Al Snow and shit. You just be like, yo, what the fuck?
So you going to leave the goddamn body just laying in the room while you go do cleanup?
It's not a body. It's just like the head is just going to catch most of the damn damage. You just put
right, but the head is attached to a body. We just talked about the jacket and the boots and shit. So you going to take the head off and leave the body just laying in the middle of the floor or the bed, which is, you know, ridiculous. And then you gonna go rinse the goddamn mouth out.
It's not a body. It's like a. Did you see how the machine? It's just a. It's like a little box, and they just put the little.
Oh, that was covering up the box.
Yeah, the cover. It's just like a box. Yeah, it looks inconspicuous. If you had it in your house right now, I wouldn't know what it was. I'd be like, I don't know what that is. You know what I'm saying? But they was making it look like people, like they was putting a jacket on it, you know, to make it look like a human. But it's just like a little box, man. Like I'm like, it's inconspicuous as a motherfucker. Sorry, you sound interested, man.
No, I would prefer to just jack off. I don't know why you would buy all this shit.
It's the age of machines, man. Have you seen the videos with the fucking machines and stuff?
How about yes, but I don't give a fuck. Like this is stupid. This is stupid. It's too much pussy out there that's not getting smashed,
right,
for you to go buy a robot that might break your dick.
I mean, I was watching the little girls with the little stuff crazy, man. Like some engineer could be like hacking it, and just think about it. You, man. I don't know.
There's crazy. Snapchat is full of broads that are looking for somebody to get them $10 and a McNugget for some head.
Mm.
That's it. That's it. There's no. You're gonna go buy a whole fucking robot.
Hey, it's all right. Listen, some people like. It's all right. We live in an era where people don't like talking to people, so you got to think about it. It's all right. These people today, they ain't grow up like us. We used to go out and talk to people. These people do not interact like with real humans. Like, so it's like it's easier for them to go buy the robot than it is to talk to a girl. Like, that's fucking anxiety. Niggas' palms be sweating and they be, oh, I can't talk to a girl. You know what I'm saying? But they get that robot, they love that girl. Like, people marrying their operating systems now. So, all right, this is the time we live in, man.
That's the time you live in. Fuck that shit. Nah, I don't live in that time, bro. That's some bullshit. Look, I'm Jack Swagless. I'm an old ass man. There's a lot of pussy that I got that didn't take a lot of words.
It's all right. Listen, we from the generation where we're not scared to talk to people, but it's people growing up like 19, 20, 22, hey, even 25, 27-year-olds, they like, yo, I don't know how to, like, socially, I'm socially awkward as fuck, but I can type you and I can, and, you know what I'm saying? And that robot is right down there. They like, yo,
so let's take a guess. How much do you think this robot costs?
I'm saying no more than $500.
So if you would pay $500 for shipping for this motherfucker, it's probably gonna be another $100.
It probably gonna be that much, all right?
This shit is not being made in the U.S.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, this is not gonna be made in the U.S. This is some Japanese shit.
Like Chinese people making.
Yeah,
shit.
This is not some American shit. So I'm gonna go ahead and say let's call it $600. Let's call it $600. If you out there right now listen to the show for $600 and you're scared to talk to women, you're considering buying this robot, send me $500. I can find you some head or some pussy. Damn. I'll take the money. I've got a Snapchat. I've got an Instagram. I can find plenty of broads that'll get down with you for some of that money. You ain't got to worry about how I split the money up. But send me $500 and we'll get you taken care of. Because that's some bullshit. There's no way I'm paying for that shit. Jerm, you ain't paying for that shit either.
I mean, I wouldn't pay for the robot. No, you told me. Real doll, I'm in. But this robot, no, I'm scared, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just scared.
So it was a real doll with a bobbing head, though.
Nah, I don't want no. Because like I said, if you can't have a malfunction with my dick in your mouth and then I lose my fucking dick. No, I'm not like, no, I don't, you don't control that robot. That shit just malfunctioned. And then this thing, what you gonna do, man? Hell nah.
Hey, man, these chicks got those vibrators and shit that hook up to their computer. Ain't nobody got fucked up on one of them yet. Maybe they perfected the technology.
People in Japan, they are with that shit. They want to fuck without putting in any effort into a human relationship. That's what they, just the robot shit, man.
Yeah, I don't live in Japan, so that's definitely for them. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers.
It look like a little stepladder. That's what it looked like.
Every second of their life is accounted for. Like, goddamn.
About to clean it out. Come on, man.
So you'll take free one? You'll take a free one?
It's $1,000. No, let me see. Hold on. Arian Robotics said the product is ready to manufacture right away with approximately 1 month lead time. The product's Indiegogo campaign is looking to raise whatever that little pound sign for English money, 12,500 is raised, L835. So they got $1,000 for four backers. Whoa! A real dog costs $4,000 to $6,000.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the price is a lot higher than what we even said it was. And they want 12,500 pounds?
That's just, yeah, to start production on it.
So do you know what that is, the conversion?
It say, what is it? It's like, what?
It's like 16 grand, bro.
No, that's how much they trying to raise. That's for their little campaign. So
right, that's the start. That motherfucker's not going to be free after that. So that means it's going to take some people to come up with 16 grand just for them to start making these motherfuckers to sell to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. These motherfuckers definitely need some hobbies.
Like, I mean, I just wouldn't want to be the loser that, because it look like a little stepping board. See what I'm saying? It look like a little bench. Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying?
This shit is ridiculous, bro.
And they got a little drainage pipe on the head.
It's disgusting.
So, you know, it can just, you know, you just stick a hose in its mouth after you take your hose out the mouth.
So is there like a little nut bag it collects in the back of the skull?
But no, it's a valve, like a little, like a drain pipe behind her ear, man. Like,
so you know, where does it go?
What do you think, Sarah? It don't go nowhere until you rinse it out. Like,
so,
I mean,
so it collects in the head.
I mean, it's like a faucet. Like, you know what? It's like, you know, just, it's not like a collection bag, but yeah, it's going to, if you bust it in your mouth, yeah, like it's going to leak right out. So yeah.
So now you got a messy ass toy. That once messy. You get done, you got this motherfucking nut running down your thigh. You got to slide out the bed and take the head in there to wash it and wash your goddamn thigh.
That sounds like a normal sex adventure to me, sorry.
No, after you bust a nut, you go to sleep. What the fuck are you talking about?
But you said you got a mess to clean up. You always got a mess to clean up after you bust a nut.
If you busting a nut with your girl or by yourself, you do what the fuck you wanted to. But now you got a robot.
But it's just a fuck machine for boys, man. Like, some dude was upset that they had fuck machines for women. They ain't had one for dudes, so they made one just to give you a blowjob. Now watch, some asshole is going, well, no, it's just, yeah, man, it's just,
Savages. Y'all motherfuckers are savages. Pussy is way too easy to get for y'all to be spending this kind of money.
So it's got a wood and metal, it looks like more like a wood and metal stepladder with a small motor that makes a plank bob up and down. I'm trying
that
to see.
That sounds archaic as fuck. That sounds like some shit from Game of Thrones. That sounds like some Game of Thrones shit right there. Somebody's dick is definitely getting chopped off.
That's what I said. Somebody, this shit gonna malfunction on one. I mean, it's like, it's got to mess up on somebody. You know what I'm saying? So once it messes up on somebody, man, it's gonna be like, cause somebody gonna catch it. Who's gonna be the first one to get their dick fucked up behind the blowjob machine? You know what I'm saying? That's what they're gonna be. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I wouldn't mess with. You know what I'm saying?
I guess they're gonna have to go through a lawsuit. You know they're gonna try and sue. So now you got to be a court. Show the court the damages that you got from Rebecca Robot. Yeah, that's a problem. Speaking of more ridiculous shit, this motherfucker, there was a building that was on fire. And, you know, we've had that scenario, right? You know, if something's on fire, what are you going to grab on your way out? So, Jeremy, if this was you, if your house was on fire, your family's out of the house, what are the things you're going to grab as you run out of the house?
Make sure the dog get out. You said family.
Right, family's out.
Try to get all any personal information that we keep. Like, we got, well, you know, like our social security cards and all that stuff. We keep them in one little area, so I'll make sure we grab those. Xbox, iPad, iPhone, and yeah, the rest of the shit can go, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have, well, I mean, I have my personal stuff, but all that could be replaced. But just, you know, I want, you know, me, just make sure I got my Xbox, man, and be honest with you.
That's basic shit.
Look. Yeah, I'd get my phone and my iPad, but the rest of it can go because I make an insurance claim.
I need my people.
Yeah, like, you know.
PlayStation 4, like, little shit like that. But I would guess that none of us would go in the house to grab some fucking beer.
Yeah, it must be some the world's greatest beer. Now, being a pothead, I kind of understand. Like, if I had some dank, I'd be like, no!
Depending on how much.
Even if not, but see, that's the last, like, if it was like a blunt, that'd make it even worse. Like, oh, man, I had a blunt left for the, you know what I'm saying?
So but you'd make one trip.
Yeah, I make one trip and try to get everything. I might even burn up a little bit on that one trip, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't going back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna burn, like, I'm gonna come out like smoking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna come out like, you know what I'm saying, lightly charred, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna give it a good heave ho, like, on that first time. I ain't going back in.
You gotta grab pictures.
Fuck pictures. Most of my pictures digital now. Like, oh shit. Like, I mean,
all mine ain't.
Yeah, like, I
got a lot of stuff.
That's, I don't know. Right. I ain't going back for no damn pictures.
They got real sentimental value, so I gotta go grab them. I'm gonna grab that
phone. This motherfucker in South Dakota ran in the house twice to save his beer.
Both times.
He ran in, passed the cops, and fuck that, I gotta get something from the house. They let the motherfucker in or some shit. He strong-armed him. Got in the house one time. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get shot. Like, you know, that happens to us, so you already know who this is. He ran the house once and came out with some fucking beer. All right, sit your motherfucking ass down. All right, man, all right. But then he got in there again. It got some more motherfucking beer.
Jesus.
He said, at least if my house gonna burn down, I can get fucked up off of it. Like, I ain't gonna sit here and take a hell like
that.
He's about
to die. He almost died over some fucking beer. Like, did anybody get a name of this beer? Like, it must have been some high gravity local brewery, like, you know, limited edition, like, seasonal beer or some shit. But we knew it was white when you said South Dakota. Nigga ran the house after some beer. Like, it was just...
Nigga, here's the killer. From the video I saw, it was Bud.
Get the fuck out of here.
He ran in the house with some Budweiser, bruh.
This nigga dumb.
And he only got two cans.
Two cans.
Yeah, like, you a failure in happiness, bro.
You know, you talking about he run out with cases.
No, bro. Two cans.
Oh, he should have died in that fight. Hey, look, I swear, he should have died in that fire. From running back in there to get some Budweiser, nigga. Like, stop it.
Cans?
Canned beer.
You got two cans.
But now, I mean, I can understand if you told me, like, yo, it was some Blue Moon limited edition.
You feel me?
Some shit like that. Have you ever drinking that shit, Sorry?
Blue Moon? Yeah. That's the one they put the goddamn oranges and shit in?
Yeah, they put the orange on.
I'm good.
Sorry, like, hell no, none of that funny boy shit. Fuck wrong with you.
I'm from St. Louis, man. You know it's Budweiser, Bud Light. That's pretty much it.
Jesus Christ, sorry.
But I ain't gonna run in no burning building for that motherfucker, though. I won't run into a gas station for that shit.
Nah, it's all right. I hate to be you, because let me ask you a question. You missed a 375 pair of shoes. Jesus. You can't. Which shoes are you saving now? You gonna lose some. Which ones are you saving first?
How many can I carry?
It's all right. This is what shoes are you running to first? Like, yo,
I gotta know how many I can carry.
It's all right. Listen to me. Which shoe? Like, just, I'm not saying how much time you got. But what's the first shoe that you're running to? Like, you like, yo, I don't give a fuck. What else happened? I'm saving this one.
Probably the bread ones.
The bread ones.
Probably the bread ones. Then I'm going to try and get...
It's all right. Have you watched Kicks the movie?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I saw Kicks the movie, man. I talked to Beezy about that shit like a week ago. Very artsy-fartsy. Like, they made that shit more dramatic than it had to be.
Damn.
But, probably bread ones, and then probably the alternate 12s, and then probably my royal ones, and then that'll probably be it. At that point, the shit's on fire.
Damn.
Well, but I can turn around and
send me the 11s, and since you didn't, so you disrespect them, sorry. You send me your 11s, I'll take them off your hands since you don't care about them.
That's patent leather. That shit's probably up in flames as soon as the house gets hot.
But, I mean, you can send them to me now because you just admitted you didn't love them.
No, I didn't admit it. You can buy those motherfuckers. I mean, you do have 22 racks. So, I mean, if you'd like to buy my bread 11s, we can talk. Got quiet, huh? Did I lose you?
No, I was just, you know, it's all right. All right, Rod Jones, man. Everybody thank Rod Jones stopping by and sitting in on the show, man. He got to go, man. Appreciate it, Rod Jones. He got all his Tampa Bay. He got a whole Tampa Bay outfit on. This nigga a whole Buccaneer out here. This nigga got a Jameis Winston shirt on and some Buccaneer shirt. You ought to see this nigga, man.
Your ass, man. Some old fuck shit. This whole episode is fuck shit. I don't know where you found this story, or why you found it, or why it's even a story.
Okay.
But apparently, motherfuckers are taking baths in nachos.
This is in Southern California.
And we're not just talking about the chips.
We're talking about actual a nacho bath, like a spa.
And what's included in this nacho bath?
You get. The actual ingredients have like herbal remedy, not herbal, but you know, natural organic stuff in it. So, you know, first they pour like fucking nacho cheese over your whole, they put you on this like a table, pour nacho cheese over your whole body, whatever included. Like you can even get guacamole, sour cream, beans, chips, of course. And, you know, then they invite you to eat it, which.
Come on, bro.
This
episode should be titled "People Got Too Much Money."
Yeah,
and people got too much money. They doing fuck shit out here. This nigga running in, risking his life for beer. Maybe he don't have enough money. Some of them need to donate to him. A nacho bath. So, have you been to a spa before?
I have.
Like, so has it been like anything exotic, like mud baths, anything like that?
Nah, I ain't went that far. I'm still level one with it, with the massages. You know, I might let them play with my feet next time. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I like getting pedicures. I just don't like going to the agents getting my pedicures because of that language barrier. You know, so I want you to tell me what's wrong with my feet. I want you to be like, yo, my nigga, you got like a fungus. Yo, my nigga, you got like, tell me. Like, don't care.
Yeah, but you need to take your ass to a podiatrist. Their job is not to diagnose your feet.
I mean, well, they can tell, like, your feet tell just about your whole life story. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, a motherfucker feet tell their life story. So, I mean, let me know something. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, let me go, you know, I don't know, man.
So, I haven't been to a spa before. I've never had a professional massage. I've been to a physical therapist, and that was, you know, that's rough enough. But there's no chance in hell that I'm going to take a bath in nachos. And this shit is weird because they got the nacho one. They got the wine. They got a beer one. This shit is weird. You put nachos on refried beans, onions, guacamole, tomato, and of course the chips. And as you're laying there, is it the person that's doing the shit too, or is it just you eating it?
It's the people, like, I guess it's the video I saw, they had like four people with them. I'm hoping
so. It's like a party thing. Like you.
Yeah, it's like a party thing.
I don't have any friends of mine that I want to know that well to where I'm eating chips off their body.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, you know how us black people, folk, we don't eat at certain family members' house because they don't clean up right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's just no way in the world we eating off a person. Stop it.
I think that what's the break point? Like, if you see somebody's house, let's say you go over somebody's house, and they say that they're going to cook for the potluck. What's the one thing that would make you, the first thing that would make you say, absolutely not eating your shit?
Roaches.
Okay, but that's extreme. Like, what's something that's minor?
What's minor?
Yeah.
Like,
is it a dirty dish rag? You'd be like, oh, this motherfucker's disgusting. Or dishes in the sink. Like, what would make you say, get the fuck away from me?
If I go to your house and you got, like, a whole bunch of dishes piled up, more than like if I go to your house three times and every time I come in there, there's dishes in the thing, and you know, I just see uncleanliness, like too much uncleanliness. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm good on that.
I think I was thinking about this the other day for some random reason, and it's pets.
Oh, like, sorry, I wouldn't eat in my house.
If you have a pet that goes in your kitchen, I can't do it.
Especially if you have a cat at all, I'm not eating your food. No. It's not, you know, I don't fuck with cats like that. And cat, you never know where a cat is. You come in the house and they might be on the ground, but they was just on the counter. Yeah. They done wiped their ass on the bread. Like, cats are disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like cats at all.
Man, them motherfuckers are sneaky as shit. You can never hear a cat till they up on you. But if your if your dog is free rolling in your kitchen, I think that's a break for me.
Oh, so sorry you wouldn't eat none of my cooking, darn. I hate it.
I wouldn't eat your cooking anyway. I don't think you can cook.
Wow, sorry. You don't think I can cook.
I don't think you can cook.
Wow.
You eat out almost as often as I do. I don't think you can cook.
It's all right. I cook a lot.
I've never seen a plate on your Snapchat, ever. I've never seen, even when you go for Thanksgiving, I've never seen a plate on your Snapchat.
Because I eat. I don't be sitting there recording this shit. I don't fuck around. Look, I'm not all mad in the bedroom, but when it comes to that plate in front of me, I'm all mad in that, my nigga. Like, I don't fuck off.
I would eat some of GQ's food. GQ shows the whole process. I know he can cook.
GQ is thirst trapping. And look, GQ cooking is like, I cook regular food. He's more refined. He cooks, you know, I hate to say it, bougie food. I mean, you know, he cooks comfort food with a bougie touch. Nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But that's not my style. I just cook regular nigga food. You want some fucking, like, I cooked a fucking ham last week for Easter. You know what I'm saying? First time ever. And that shit was delicious.
What did you put on the ham, bro?
I put fucking brown sugar. Pineapple juice. Well, actually, I mixed the brown sugar and pineapple together, and it made like a, almost like a paste. Yeah. I rubbed that all over the fucking ham, and then that fucking ham, man, you could taste the damn sweetness in like every bite, nigga. Like, that shit was fucking delicious, man.
Didn't we discuss this before? No clothes? Clothes or no clothes?
Oh, no clothes. Oh, ugh.
Yeah, I think we talked about that before.
Clothes overpower, man. Like, you can't, you know, you fuck around, put too many clothes in there, it's a wrap, man.
Cloves are definitely strong in cilantro.
My grilling snaps, all right. Stop playing, man.
I don't remember a grilling snap, at least in the last year. I remember you talking about grilling, but I don't remember seeing
Sunday.
You
grill. I just did one Sunday.
I ain't see it. Did you share it with everybody? Or did you just send it to a few niggas?
I put it on my story.
I remember you saying you were going to grill. But I didn't see you grill shit.
Oh, my bad. Well, I did. I just didn't.
Yeah, man. You didn't snap. You talked about it. You said, I think I'm going to fire up the grill, but you didn't grill shit. At least you didn't show us nothing.
I made a rack of some ribs. They were delicious. Some St. Louis style ribs.
Hey, that's the best kind, man.
It's just a cut. That's what the St. Louis style is.
I know. You get more meat. That's what I'm talking about.
I like the extra meat. I like that meat on the sides of the ribs. Man, this shit is delicious. You chop it up, make some good sandwich out of this shit, man.
It got to be crispy, though. They got to be a little burnt.
Oh, the burnt edges is, like, yeah. People don't understand about the burnt edges. So right now, they don't know about that. That is, like, some of the best. Like, people, and I tell them when I go to the barbecue, man, I say, yo, let me get them the burnt edge pieces, man. He be like, for real? I'm like, yes. Yeah, he give me a lot of them because he don't get it. So, like,
because he going to throw them out because he ain't going to do shit but throw them away or try and turn it into some punk-ass gravy.
Yes, give me that. I chew all this shit up. Mm.
But that was funny. You said it about GQ. GQ is definitely like when you go into that fancy restaurant and you don't understand nothing on the menu, so you get chicken fingers. Mm-hmm. That's what it is every day. Like, I would be like, what you cooking tonight, bro? I'm cooking shrimp étouffée. I'd be like, nah, bro. When you making burgers, nigga? Steak. When is burger and steak day? That's them the days I need to come. French fry day. Did you see the fries he made?
Man, I don't even want to talk about that.
He made some hoity-toity fries and had, like, parsley six and shit on them.
Like, you're like six of them.
I was like, what? I was like, the fuck is this nigga doing? What but
that? Yeah, probably, I need six just for my burger. I need six just for my burger. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but he probably didn't have to buy no robot head afterwards. So, I mean, I can't even say nothing about it.
Look, probably did.
Oh, come on, man. Don't do that to GQ.
Let's be real, man. GQ, man, he ain't, man. So GQ's supposed to be the king slayer. He's supposed to be the queen slayer. He ain't slaying nothing.
Man, he respects women. He doesn't.
I'm not buying it, bro. I think all this smoking mirrors.
He does not have recreational sex out here in these streets. He wants to be in a relationship, and I respect that, man.
To show me one of his pieces, bro.
I respect that, man. You're not going to do this. To my good friend GQ Blue, I will not let you.
I'm starting to call people out, man.
I'm not going to let you besmirch and defile the name of my brother GQ Blue. He's an upstanding citizen. I won't have this.
Not denying it.
So we're not going to have this shit. A little sports talk. Beast Mode is back. And Purple Jesus is back. Well, he's not Purple Jesus no more. Nope. Adrian Peterson is gold and black Jesus?
Yeah, black and gold Jesus. He's playing with breezes.
I guess we got to give him a new name now because Purple Jesus was perfect.
Yeah.
But now we got breezes and breezes too.
Breezes and purple breezes. Breezes
Christ. Who made out better? Who made out better with this one? Beast Mode coming back to the Raiders or AP to the Saints?
Okay, Beast Mode coming back to the Raiders is just... that is like a hometown kid playing for the hometown team in his last 2 years in his hometown. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's all that is. He just, you know, doing something he wanted to do. You know, so that's not really... I mean, that's going to help the Raiders a lot if, you know, if that year off helped Marshawn and he's healthy and he, you know, he come back playing like he did 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, then that'll definitely help the Raiders because that's one thing they didn't have was a consistent run game this year. Adrian Peterson in New Orleans is kind of a head scratcher because you're not going to get those 270, 300 carries that you was getting in Minnesota. You know, so you're going to have to learn how to catch.
You're going to learn how to block.
Yeah, you're going to have to learn how to do all that. So, you know, unless you can do all this at the tender age of 31, however old you are, you know what I'm saying? Like, you better get it together, buddy. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know who made out better. I'm going to go with Marshawn made out better because he picked his situation and he done, you know, like he come into a situation where they, if the quarterback didn't get injured, they probably in the Super Bowl. Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they got a better shot. I don't know why you, if you AP and your choices are the Patriots and the Saints. Now, granted, the Saints came up and I think they're paying him $7 million.
Oof.
So he got damn near the money he wanted. He wanted $8 million. They gave him like $7 million. I think it's incentive heavy too, so it's probably like $3 million with incentive up to $7 million. But it's the Saints.
Hey, like,
this ain't 2000. What was that? 2010? This ain't 2000. This ain't, no, bro. This is now. We talking about the now Saints.
But that's, I mean, they in that division where, I mean, somebody got to win that division though.
AP is only gonna get you 8 games.
He might play more.
He's not playing more than 8 games, bro.
Damn, but they don't need, look, that's the thing. They don't need, it's not like in Minnesota where we really need you. Like, we got a quarterback that can that's going to throw for 5,000 yards. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, like we don't, so maybe he don't need to do that much. He ain't got that big a load to carry in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? So both of them came out real good. Like, they went to a situation where I don't have to do as much. You know, because in Seattle, they was fucking killing him, man. Like, they was running him all the time for little 1, 2, 3 yard carries. Like, think about it, man. Marshawn had a lot of fucking carries.
He did. But he broke them motherfuckers, too. Like, it wasn't like he was just getting ground down. He was destroying niggas. That's why they kept giving him the ball. But if you AP, bro, like, and they've had, I think the Saints have had a running back committee for like the past 4 years. It's always been like three.
Every team in the league has a running back committee. And Adrian Peterson leaving Minnesota. Well, he was the last running back, I think, that didn't split carries with nobody. I think he was the last.
There's split carries, and then there's equal share carries. And I think the Saints was pretty much because they had Ingram.
Mark Ingram and Hightower.
That's what they did. But they've been doing that for years. Somebody slide out, somebody slide back in. Ivory was there. Like, that's what they do. But shit, I don't know, man. I think AP's going to be frustrated by game 4. He's gonna be mad as shit. He's gonna be like, yo, I need more touches. Like, I can't get into the groove. I already not playing in the preseason because that's AP's thing. He don't play in the preseason. So by game 4, he's gonna be like, yo, I need more touches. This 11 touches a game ain't gonna be it. Cause it takes him like 15 touches to get hot.
Yeah, but that's not the kind of offense we run down here. We move the ball, we run a lot of no huddle. We up and down the field. So like I said, his role gonna be diminished, and I'm pretty sure he knows that when he came. So, you know, no surprise.
They still gave him $7 million. I'm shocked at that shit. TV talk, bro. TV talk. Now I have to admit something for TV talk.
Go ahead, man.
My DVR is fucked up, and I didn't see shit this week.
Oh, nothing.
I didn't see shit. Nothing recorded. So usually what happens is Tuesday night I catch up on everything for Monday and Tuesday show, and then Wednesday night is when Black Ink comes on. I usually watch that Wednesday night, and I'm ready for the show today. My DVD records shit. It didn't record anything, and today I was gone all day, so I missed everything. So you got to play spoiler.
Sorry, you know, I just... Well, I did watch Better Call Saul. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I mean, I'm not
going to spoil it, man. It's only going to be good for 5 minutes. So just tell me what happened in the last 5 minutes.
I mean, basically, you know what happened in the last episode when Chuck, fuck-ass Chuck set Jimmy up. So right. Basically, Jimmy got arrested and, you know, they offered him like a plea deal where he can't practice law because he had to admit to a felony and basically he'd get disbarred for that. So Chuck kind of backed him into a corner, but he said he's going to take it to trial. Gus and Mike, I guess this is how they started their relationship. Gus wanted Mike to, Gus is the one that told Mike to, you know, don't do that. Mm-hmm. He had Mike do a job for him where he basically stopped the truck, one of the trucks, you know what I'm saying, that he robbed early, like last season. He messed him up, and you know what I'm saying? So that's basically how Mike and Gus got started in their little business. So we see how that begun. That was about it, you know what I'm saying, for the episode. I mean, it wasn't, you know, typical episode. The black dude got fired. Chuck fired the black dude. You know what I'm saying? It was all a setup by Chuck. Chuck knew that he was going to run back and tell Jimmy.
God damn.
All this shit.
It's like he's a puppet master, huh?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's the puppet master.
God damn. Did you watch Friday Night Tights?
I did watch Tights.
Okay, so did Valley get a win this week again?
Central Valley, they played Blackhawk.
Ooh. Blackhawks got that W.
Huh?
Blackhawks got that W?
Hell nah. Central Valley. I'm talking about, man, beat them so bad. Like, that shit was crazy, man. Like, Blackhawk, like, this is the worst Blackhawk team I've seen in a long time. Because Blackhawk lost, like, 2 games on the show, I think. I think they lost to the Beaver Falls, I believe.
They lost 2 games that week. From when you watched the start of the show, you didn't think they were going to lose.
Yeah, they played. Yes, right. They played Beaver Creek, Beaver whatever. They played Beaver Falls. Beaver Falls beat the shit out of Blackhawk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then Central Valley played Stow Rocks. That's who they played.
Oh shit!
And Stow Rocks is like the most. They crazy over there, man. Like that shit is, man. There is no fucking control. Like it's a white coach in the hood. And they got a bunch, I mean, like, they be fighting at practice. Like, this shit is like a fucking melee. Then your head coach is like a volunteer firefighter. So he gets called off at any time. And this shit is, Stow Rocks, man, I mean, they got nothing over there. Like, the team just melt down in the middle of the game. Yeah, just wait till you see it, sorry. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
God damn, I'm going to have to catch it up online. You have to give me all the cheat code.
Just go to USA Network. And watch it on there.
I'm about to cut that shit off.
Well, why you still got it on? I mean, go there.
I still need the cheat code, nigga.
Oh, I give you the cheat code when you need it, but right now you good.
Say binge and then turn the box in.
Yeah, binge and then turn it in. When you turn it in, be like, okay, I'm good.
I don't understand Spectrum math. Spectrum is the cable company. Uh-huh. The package I got is $129. That's for the phone, the internet, and TV. And then they gave me a $20 credit. So it's $109. Mm-hmm. How that ends up every month at $200, I have no idea.
$109. Regulatory. But I think what happened is, all right, it was 12 months at that rate. And then it went up after that. And you just didn't realize that. Because you only got 12 months at that introductory rate when they get teed. And after that, that's when the price goes up. See, that's why I said you need to call them and have an audit.
This is the after rate. The 109 is the after rate. The rate I had before that was $89.99. So this is the up. But they got all these fees. Like you said, the regulatory fees and all this other shit. And I don't have any premium package. There's no HBO, none of that shit.
You need to still call them and be like, listen, man, because they can take something. Got to, because that don't, what kind of, what y'all government letting them do down there, man? That's ridiculous.
It's Texas, man. I don't know what the fuck. We got like wrangling fee and bootlicker fee and motherfucking Spurs fees. We got all kinds of shit. Jimmy World fee. Like, it's, I don't know what the fuck it is, but every month that bill ends up at $200.
Jesus Christ.
So that's some bullshit. So I'm going to have to get up off this shit. Did you watch Black Ink Crew?
No, I did not watch Black Ink Crew.
Damn. You just don't care about it no more, do you?
I mean, I do care. I didn't have time to watch it. Didn't I just tell you my computer? It's all right.
What?
That's what I watched. I told you about my computer situation, man. Like, that is my lifeline. Like, I don't...
You told me about the computer. Tell the people about the computer situation.
Oh, okay. Early this week, man, King Jerm was in the garage, man, doing what to do. Okay, but I'm recording a show right now, Booze. So what am I supposed to do? Okay? And then you interrupted the show. You know that? Anyway, that's what happened when we had kids, man. Sorry about that, people. I was in a garage drinking some nice lemonade for Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. And I went in the house and I got tied up in the house and I realized, like, oh shit, left my dog in the fucking in the garage and with that lemonade. Come back out here, dog did not fucking lemonade all over the damn computer. Computer fucking soap, just drenched in juice and God, then it just turned the fuck off, man. I thought my computer was dead, man. So it just came back to life like yesterday. So I stayed up like to 1-2 o'clock in the morning last night watching TV, just trying to get caught up, man. And I just was like, Black Ink hadn't came on VH1 yet, the site. So I just, you know, I ain't get to see it yet.
God damn. I mean, maybe. I got like some old beat up computers. If that one dies. You know what I'm saying?
It's gotta be a Mac, all right.
Man, I got a Mac, but you ain't gonna pay for it, so.
All right, see, listen, man. People, y'all don't understand. Me, it's all right. This is my brother. My brother. And this man wanna charge me for every goddamn thing. If I had.
why would I give you shoes that I wear or a Mac that I can sell for $500 or $600? Why would I give that to you?
I'm your brother.
Nigga, you not broke.
This is what you do, but it's all right. If I was in a position to help you, I'd be like, yo, I'm sorry, huh?
No. I am in a position to help you. I said I have other computers here. You said it's got to be a Mac. Other computers that are not a Mac. But you don't want those. You want the Mac. Right? You want the Mac, you got to pay for the goddamn Mac.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. See, people, man.
It's very simple. I mean, we can go back. This is episode 254. We can go back to the episodes where I offered you shoes and you didn't want them. You know what I'm saying? I offered you 2 pairs of shoes. I said, just pay the shipping. You didn't want to pay the shipping.
Because I was like, I was just like, it's all right, man. Send me them J's, like some hot boy shit, man. Like, you got like 9 pairs of certain shoes, man. I'm like, you don't need 9 pairs. You don't need 3.
How do you think I got them?
I don't know how you got them, all right.
I bought them bitches. And I wear them bitches. So why am I sending you free shoes that I wear when you can afford them? I don't understand.
But I can't, man. I'm up to my eyeballs up over here, man. Like, you know.
You're up the eyeballs of lemonade, motherfucker. You end up the eyeballs of bills. Shit. This motherfucker over here. Germ Cakey. He drives a Bentley every day to pick up the kids for football practice.
Man, no, man. Speaking of Bentley, man, I seen his old, never mind. I forgot my wife at the home. Go ahead. No, I don't. I drive a 2008 Chevrolet Trailblazer with 160,000 miles on it. So, with one headlight and the trunk won't open.
But what does your wife drive?
She got like a 2014 like Chevy Traverse or some shit, like 2014-15, something like that.
Is it one of the motherfuckers that got the screen and the dash and all that shit?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That shit is crazy to me. So I was looking, I was car shopping the other day. I was thinking about getting rid of the truck. It didn't happen. I changed my mind.
But I bought 2 cars last year, people. 2016, so I already bought 2 cars, but go ahead.
2 years ago, 2015. Oh. And so one of them, we're already upside down, and I was trying to move that around so I could get something else. It's 2008 Ford Expedition. So I'm looking around this lot. And I'm getting into these 2013, 14, and 15 cars. And they all got the dash displays. And You hop in there and the seats move and the wheel adjusts. I was like, what the fuck is going on, man? Mm-hmm. These niggas is living out here in these streets.
Yeah.
You remember, what was your first car?
My first car was a, like, 1984 Chevrolet Caprice. It was it was like booger green. And the fucking, what you call this shit? The damn, in the inside with the top of the car, the ceiling?
Yeah, the headliner.
Yeah, the shit hung down like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. So
I just finally cut it off one day.
So on the 84, you probably had manual windows?
Manual like a motherfucker.
You had the tilt was, you know, you had to do the tilt. Like, it didn't automatically do it. 84 probably had bench seats, right?
Bench seats.
So when you move forward, everybody in the fucking front move forward.
Yes, sir.
These cats nowadays, you can walk in there and get a car for $12,000 that adjusts and shit.
Mm-hmm. It'd be take easy. Got a 2013. He got some kind of Ford Focus with heated seats, and I'm just like, nigga, what the fuck?
Wait, oh, so this is the replacement car?
Yeah, no, this is the new car he got. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so he done went got a motherfucking economy that's got the eco drive and shit.
Look, be easy drove a Corolla before that. Now, come on, be easy. I always drive like little economic cars, man. Cause he just like, I just need a car. Like he don't want no bells and whistles, none of that shit. He just want four tires, four doors, possibly. They don't even have to be the same color, and you just got to be able to run, man. That's all he need, man. Like he ain't picky when he go to the car. Like he just.
But he
like,
was a little picky. If he got a, like it's a newer Focus, like it's a 14.
Yeah, it's like something like that, 14, 15, yeah, it's something, just, yeah. So he had like 07, like he was riding 07 before this.
So yeah, he didn't go to J.D. Byrider, which there's like 9 million of those in Georgia. He went to a lot and got a newer car. And it's a nice car.
Yeah.
I didn't know, yeah, we got to start checking our checks, man. We got to start checking our stubs.
Money, man. I don't, you know, something going on, man.
He went and got a new car. Where's GQ's car at?
GQ ain't got no car.
We gotta get GQ a car, man.
Hey, man. Baby steps, man. Baby steps. This man made like $100,000 a year and he ain't got no car. GQ is fucking caking over there.
I guess you don't need a car if you like walking distance from the university. You downtown yeah. with a view and shit.
Yeah, nigga can walk to work, man.
I don't know. I wonder if GQ is one of those millennials that takes his shoes, like he changes shoes at work. Because I know he's not walking in Bostonians.
Oh, no, not at all.
So he probably got us a little Nike.
He some New Balances, and then get to work and put
he switch out his attaché case.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got to be changing it up. You got a Keepin' 100 that you want to share with the people this week, right?
Oh, man, my Keepin' 100 this week, man. That's all right. I don't know if you've been noticing this, man, but I look at women a lot, right? And when I look at these women on the street, on TV, and everywhere, I'm noticing something that I didn't notice like a couple years ago. What's that you ask?
Right.
It's baby hair.
Wait, you just now noticing this?
No. I just noticed because I was like, yo, when all these grown women get baby hair? Like, when did this come from? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all not fooling nobody. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no baby hair. Queen Germ, you about to leave?
Hi, Millions.
And Millions.
And Millions.
All right, where you going?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Sports Bank. Okay. Have a good time. Love you.
Love you too.
See you later. Nope. All right, but yeah, I'm just noticing that all these chicks, man, all of a sudden, they walk around here with baby hair. And it's just crazy to me because that shit is, I mean, as much as I like real baby hair, that shit is so 80s, but nah, y'all nah. I think what you're doing, you're hiding your damaged edges. You ain't got no edges, so you're trying to put that baby hair there to put where hair used to be at. Because I noticed it, man, just when I watch Love & Hip Hop, I see it, like every girl got baby hair now. Carly Rae, 49, 50 years old, but now she got baby hair. Stop it.
Wait, stop. Like, so she's just now rocking baby hair?
Yes.
Nah, bruh.
You ain't been fooling people all along with it. I guess it's where they get their lace fronts and they comb that little first layer of hair down and they gel that down to make it look like it. But nah, you're not fooling nobody. And ladies, y'all with these lace fronts, man, y'all got to do better, man. Because some of y'all getting these trash lace fronts and it look bad. Weaves, period. Like, yo, ladies, if your track is showing or that shit don't look right or I can see that little netting in your head, man, stop it, man. So basically, just keep it 100 is ladies, if you're going to wear the weave and shit, make sure it look good. Don't be out in the streets with, oh man, this shit, oh god, I see some bad weeds on a daily basis. This shit hurts my spirit.
You ever been messing with a chick and you go like, you know, to reach in her head or some shit like that? Y'all doing what you do and you feel the tracks?
Yeah, that shit feel weird as hell.
I and we have ladies that actually listen to this show. Like, what is your Is there a defense mechanism when a motherfucker rub his hand across your speed bump ass head? Like, what do y'all do? Is that just acceptable nowadays or not?
It's gotta be acceptable because you know what you're dealing with.
That shit is crazy to me, bro. I don't know how they do it, man, but props. Have you ever been with a chicken, like, you pulled the wig off?
Nah.
You ain't never had one, like, pull the wig off before y'all get down or nothing like that?
I mean, I've been playing with a girl and pull her wig off, but not, like, playing, like, not playing, but playing,
like fucking around.
Yeah, like wrestling and shit like that.
Oh, okay. And the wig, so what happened when the wig came off? You get your ass whooped?
Nah, we just bust out laughing. It was funny.
Oh, okay. You got winners and losers for this week, bro?
Oh, man. Short show this week. No TV talk, no nothing. But, yeah, I do. My winner this week is science. I was watching a video the other day. They actually came up with an artificial womb, and they grew a lamb in there. You know what I'm saying? And a living lamb, and they had some kind of sac that mirrored the womb, and they pumped all kind of nutrients and blood into it so it can feed it. And you know what I'm saying? This right here, you know, the lamb made it. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's still in the sack. It ain't born, but they see it's moving and it's eating, and you know, it's alive. They created this, so next step is humans. So we are not too far away from like going to McDonald's and ordering you a kid. So like, you know what I'm saying? We are not that far away. Like you can go to these people and be like, "Yo, I want to make a baby. He gonna be 6'8". I want basically be like LeBron James." And they're going to be able to, boom, make you a kid, a little cyborg baby, like a little fake. That shit going to be weird, bro.
This shit's going to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Like the idea, like, what it can do, the positive side of this is interesting, right? Like, it has uses that are awesome. The problem is that it's not going to be used for that shit for too long.
Yeah.
Y'all going to start making up these goddamn babies, like in all the science fiction movies. We're going to have issues with kids because a lot of times they're in the womb, they're still getting information from the mother. Like that, there's a purpose for that shit. They're not getting any of that.
Mm-mm.
They're going to start making motherfuckers that they're going to start making soldiers, man. This shit is about to be the Matrix.
I'm telling you, man. Like, we are science. Like, they already remember last year they had the scientists in Wake Forest came up with they was able to make a human organ. So think about it. They can already make organs.
Yeah.
They can already, like, now they can possibly make humans. Like, yo, man, we at that place, but I still ain't seen a penis yet. Like,
What do you mean?
I haven't seen, like, they got a lot of ass and titty surgeries, but I heard about the dick surgery, but, you know, everybody still talk about how it's bad. So, when they gonna come up with the, you know, like, yo, fake dick thing. And that's gonna really swing the pendulum right there. That's gonna swing the pendulum.
Literally. But the transgenders, you know, the ones that go through the surgery are getting dicks.
But we talking about the dick enhancement surgery that's like this legit, like they got these tits and boobs. Like, you know, they still ain't like I watched a little documentary about this shit. It was on like Vice or some shit, some crazy shit. And you know, since some one dude, you know, but it still wasn't 100% safe. You know what I'm saying? It still wasn't, not saying anything 100% safe, but it still wasn't like legit. Like, you know, you still might come up with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, your fucking dick look like a goddamn, you know, whatever. You know, we want a legit dick extension surgery.
Do you think that that's something that like the majority of men would go do?
Hell yeah. Nigga, you think women run into it getting these ass and titties? You'll see how many niggas, man, it's all right. Think about how many niggas is not happy with their meat size.
Like, probably the majority of the population.
So, now think about this, all right. Niggas will be like, that shit'll be crazy.
Yeah, but that means that you gotta go in there and let somebody do surgery on you. And there's a lot of niggas I know that won't go to the doctor for shit. They'll wake up and their arm be next to them in the bed. And they were like, man, fuck that shit. I gotta go to work.
There's a lot of white men out here, rich as fuck, but they slinging the little meat, bro.
You got a point there. It's probably a lot of white dudes that's gonna go for broke.
Asian men, Indian men, like go black for men. But you know, it's just gonna be. Think about it, bro. That'll be the number one. It's all right, man. That might be our calling right there, bro.
But black people like don't black skin keloid a lot. So what do you do if you go in there, if you're a black male, to get your dick, but then you get keloids?
man. That's what I said, man. Like, bruh, I think the keloids because they be stealing your melanin, man. So that's why you should keloid it because it's missing melanin. That's just my conspiracy. But hey, what do I know? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but what about all the chicks in school that had the bad ear piercing? They ended with a keloid. They got the extra ear on their shit.
Ugh, the little onions. They had onions and bell peppers on their ear and shit. Well, I remember one year, nigga, in high school, I sat behind this girl. Her name was Blank. And nigga, she had three of them on each ear, nigga. Like, ugh, I had to sit behind her. And I used to be like, oh my God. Like, bruh.
You always want
to
just bust it.
And then, like, one year, she got them all cut off, bruh. Like, I was just like, damn. Like, I remember she came to school, all them shit, because she had a bunch of them on her ear, boy. That's the one reason why I never got my ear pierced, bruh. Like, because I was scared I was going to be one of them motherfuckers. So I ain't never get my ear pierced, bruh. I was scared as hell that I was going to have that down. Because I said, my luck. I'm going to end up with the onion on my ear.
I mean, if you go in there to get dick surgery, you end up with a keloid dick, that's got to be the work of God, right? You was trying to play God. That's God's curse. That's what you get. Damn, if you got the. But there's one nigga in porn that's got one of them weird corn on the cob looking ass bubbles on his shit. I stopped watching before that shit. I can't remember his name.
Like, oh, what the fuck? I was like, yo, what the fuck is that? I seen that shit when I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, nope, can't watch this nigga. I'm mad that I forgot his name because I'm sure that means that I'm going to end up trying to look at the flick.
Hold on, let's call B-Easy. What's the odds you say B-Easy know who this dude is?
I'm pretty sure 100, but why we got to put that on the air, man?
Because, man, that's the funny part, man. It's live,
gotta,
man.
Gotta say B-Easy, man. Come on, man. Damn.
Let's see, man. Be
bruh. God damn. He know he on the show, too.
Yeah, he know he on the show. Because I just told him earlier, man.
Hello?
Be Easy, what's going on, man? Be Easy, one half of the Fro Horsemen here live on the Frocast. Got a question for you.
First of all, I'm 1/4 Fro Horsemen.
1/3, if anything. But anything. Well,
okay, listen. So, DQ Blue, it's Chris Benoit. I'm Arn Anderson, and you Ole Anderson.
Little at least I upgraded from Mongo. I mean, I'm mad that you got the ugliest mix of the four, but anyway, yeah. I don't know. But anyway, question. Who is that dude in porn with the big ass dick? Excuse me, pause. With the big ass bump.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's like Cuban or something, right?
No, he black. It's a black nigga with a fucking.
No, he's not. No. It's the guy, because he got a big gap, right?
Nah, bro, this is a black dude, bro. The nigga got a big ass bump. And it's like, is it, I'm trying to think, because I was just like, yo, bro, like, this shit is like.
This is the most pause-worthy. Question. You could have called
at
me for anything.
Nah. But we was talking about. You right, man. I'm going to go ahead and let this go, man. Yeah, man. You right, man. I'm going to let this go, bro. Right, yeah. It's all right. We never asked you to edit shit. Bro. You got to edit this shit.
He's not editing out. And you know what? You should edit out.
Oh, fuck. Out,
it's a good show or a bad show. I don't care.
God, I did just call you and ask you about the dick, bro. Like,
hey, man,
like,
I told him like, not to.
Like you would know, like, oh yeah, man, that's such. Like, come on, man. Like, no.
Hey, listen. The only reason I try to answer because it's more about way back in the day was dude pulled his knee down and the girl was like, "What's that?" And he was like, "It's a
lapella." A
lapella? That's the only thing, and the. You know.
Nah, this was a black dude like from the 2000s, you know, that he had like a the only reason why I remember because he had like a lump on it and it just looked like what the fuck?
And he was fucking with it. He was like using it to fuck.
Yeah, and it was just like an extra knob on, like, you got a French tickler all made in on your dick, nigga. Like, nah, bro.
How did y'all get to this?
Don't worry about that, man. I don't know. Because I don't know how we got from this to this.
Because you was talking about dick surgery.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I said black people skin keloid. So if you go and get dick surgery and you end up with keloids, that's like God's will.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, and you're like, wait a minute.
And I was like, Yeah, I was like, I remember there was a nigga in porn that had one of them weird motherfuckers on his dick, and he was like, I bet B-Eazy know who it is. And he said, let's call B-Eazy. And I said, don't call B-Eazy. I'm gonna make sure I get my check. I said, don't call B-Eazy, man. He's like, I bet you he know.
Oh, I'm thinking y'all calling about the Kendrick album.
This is a comedy podcast. We don't talk about music.
Yeah.
It is a comedy podcast. Okay. At least y'all know it now.
Yeah, never denied that, man. What are you talking about?
You denied it. You was like, man, why you put it in comedy, man? I think you guys want to talk about music.
I mean, why not put us in the music? Because then that way we don't have to see. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of. I was just saying that for, you know what I'm saying, demographic purposes. You throw us in the pile with the comedy and so many niggas over that comedy. You throw us in there with music. You know, we do talk about music, you know what I'm saying, but,
I'd hate to go against my brother on this show, but we have talked about no music on this episode.
But I'm saying, sometimes we do talk, I just say, just put us in that category. Fuck it. We ain't got to compete with real comedians and shit, nigga, they got us competing with real niggas, but, you know, it is what it is, man.
I mean, we are real comedians, fuck them niggas.
Yeah, man, if Young Jock can be a comedian, damn it, I can be one, man.
He is definitely funny when he did his hair like that.
Funny too, nigga. I got more shows than Young Jock, nigga. Damn right here, man.
You got more shows?
That's what I said.
Well, me, you had a discussion. Young Jock at least had like 4 songs before I made a show. Coffee Shop is going down. What's the one
talking
about? You
were starving
like
Marvin? Yeah. That was, I'm
and
a
then, and, no, then, that was, and then what's the nigga that was comedian, but they had a song? A record boy. He was on that one, right?
Yeah.
You got my phone song. You can't get mad at
that. I don't know if it's more shameful that we called you to ask about a nigga with a keloid dick, or the fact that we ended up talking about Young Jock from that question.
Young Jock don't love hip hop. That's the only reason why I brought him up. My bad. He just did his first stand up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you need to watch Love Hip Hop just for the ladies, man. You know what I'm saying?
They all fake. Speaking of keloids.
Hey, man. There's some nice fake ones on there, man. Hey, look, the niggas on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta wear weave and shit. That shit just be wild to me. Like, because Young Scrappy started out with a low cut, man, at the beginning of the season. Now this nigga got like 10-inch hair on the top of his head. And I'm just like, hold on, man. I don't give a fuck how long y'all goddamn film. That nigga hair ain't supposed to be that motherfucking long right now, nigga. Like, that nigga shit long as fuck, man. I'm like, but you at the beginning, you had a low cut. But what do I know?
I want the nation to know that Germ misses no hair problems. Like, he catches anything that has to do with hair.
I'm a hair person, man.
Anybody's hair, bro, he will catch that shit.
Yeah. He's a hairline connoisseur, too. He talks about hairline for hours.
Absolutely, like this nigga. Hey, don't try and come on the show and pull a slick one with the baby hair or you got the painted edges. That motherfucker gonna call you out. He gonna see it too.
Oh well, I'm gonna go. It's funny y'all called me because I listened to a song called "Big Bird" by Turk. Young Turk of Hot Boy fame talking about fake ass is the most hilarious. The worst
hilarious
song I've heard in a while.
I mean, the fact that you said, look, I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't type an article up, but I'd rather talk about that shit.
No,
I know, that's what I said. I just said, but I'd rather talk about it. Like, that's.
You wasn't writing about it. Go ahead.
Fuck you, nigga. About that. Write that, nigga. But it's just like, yo, speaking of, it is my losers, you know what I'm saying? But one of my losers is, goddamn Kevin Gates, and he just got sentenced to 30 months. And Kodak Black, who was found guilty on 5 counts of violating his probation,
and he might get 8 years.
And people like, yo, what is gonna happen? Like, niggas that come out of jail be whack. Like, how many niggas came out of jail? Like, went in jail hot, came out jail, could still rap.
It just Pop. Right? I think it's just Pop.
Pop was the only one. I mean, Then if you like, I still look. Pop said, man, he did "What's Your Phone Number" after he get out of jail. Let's be real, people.
You hate that goddamn song, boy.
I hate that song, though.
And look, I don't know what's wrong. Pop made more garbage music after he got out of jail, I believe. Like, I'm. Let's be honest. Like,
I don't know that you can say that. All Eyes on Me came out after he came out.
A lot of filler was on All Eyes on Me. Sorry, right?
I'm just saying that was his best material, though.
If you had like a 200 pound blood standing behind you,
because
you can make music, you might make good music.
Mm-hmm. That, It didn't help. It didn't help Eazy-E.
Think about it. Didn't Pop do that album like 2 weeks? And he had a Death Ray album, and they still had to cut song off the album.
Nigga, if I could bottle the motivation that motherfucker had when he got out of jail, I would be president. He was doing interviews, recording songs, shopping. That motherfucker went on a tear. He went on a tear. I was like, shit, this nigga's throwing out the first pitch and singing the national anthem the same night. This motherfucker's amazing. Better plug your show again.
Help the fledgling show, man. Help that fledgling show, people. It's talking about wrestling. So if you have any interest in wrestling, you know, listen to the Pro Horseman. You know what I'm saying? So
check it. Yeah. All right, man.
All right.
Peace.
Be easy, everybody. The boss man.
Let's see. Winners and losers this week. For me, my winner is Westbrook. You know what I'm saying? Even though he's out in the first round, he put up the numbers. He proved it. To me, he proved that he's MVP.
Even though the playoffs had nothing to do with it, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his team was shit when he wasn't on the court.
Team was shit when he was on the court. What the fuck you mean?
He got him to the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? He got him to the playoffs.
Got him to the playoffs. Like,
in the West.
They was like, he just padding his stats. Like, I got a buddy. No. Matter of fact, if you got time, it's all right. Chuck the Gambler, I want you to hear a nigga hate on Russell Westbrook. Watch this shit. This shit is going to be fucking hilarious. This nigga, like, I want you to hear him explain why Russell Westbrook shouldn't be the MVP if he answers his phone. This nigga here, like, I don't get it. He a Russell Westbrook hater. Well, I mean, he's not even trying to win. He's just trying to get a triple-double. Chuck the Gambler, quick question, man. Why are you a Russell Westbrook hater?
I don't hate Russell Westbrook.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Why do you hate that him averaging a triple-double? Just tell him why you're mad about it. I mean, not why you're mad.
I don't hate why he got hurt. Stop. He's slandering me. He got me. I'm mad.
You gonna change your story up. Look at him. He gonna deflect. Watch this, people. The Art of Deflection by Chuck the Gambler. Here it goes.
Nah, that's all they talk about it. Triple-double. I mean, he ain't winning, you know what I'm saying? I watched him play a couple games and see him try to, you know, make sure he gets a triple-double. I'm not really concerned with winning the game. So.
But they won the majority of their games, though.
They're the only one. There's only three teams going home right now, right?
Yeah.
That's Portland. Who was swept by Golden State.
Yep.
Whoever Cleveland was playing, I don't even know who they were playing.
Okay.
Who they playing?
Indiana.
Oh, yeah, them. Swept them. And who else?
The Thunder.
Who else is at home?
The Thunder at home. But he had no help. Okay. He was a one-man band.
There you go.
For him to win that many games in the West was a great thing, man.
So do you think LeBron James can average a triple? If he just said, fuck it, I just want to get a triple. You know, I want to average a triple. You don't think he could just average a triple-double?
It could if he really wanted to.
Okay, then.
But LeBron might be the only other nigga that could do that.
I think it
ain't too many. Player in the league other than LeBron and Westbrook can average a triple-double?
That's it. Them the only two.
I mean, now you got me wanting to try to rack my brain. I'm not going to just go reach him, but I use LeBron as an example for a reason.
Because he's the only other one. He's the only other one.
Yeah, but he wants to win. Like, he's trying to win a championship. Like, he goes to the finals every year.
But he got to average
a
triple-double.
Triple-double?
Yeah, he averaged a triple-double in the finals. That's when he averaged a triple-double.
I'm saying is he can average a triple-double next season if he wants to, but they won't win a championship.
But they win a championship if he does average a triple-double in the playoffs. That's what I'm saying. He has to get it in the playoffs, a triple-double. In the regular season, not so much because, you know, the regular season doesn't mean anything.
Wait, so are you saying...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why players like him, Shaq... guys like that were refs. Kobe probably could have did it. Not since we keep on that. Kobe could have did it.
No, he couldn't. Kobe missed too many shots to average a triple-double. But anyway, so you're saying that Westbrook, if he would stop trying to average a triple-double, the team would be better?
No, I'm saying, like, if he wanted to win a championship, he wouldn't have stayed at OKC.
Okay,
that's with somebody valid. That could help him win a championship. He was comfortable with staying in OKC and averaging a triple-double, because that's what he knew. That's all he knew he was going to get. He knew he wasn't going nowhere.
But he made it to the playoffs again without his boy.
Yeah, so what? And he won one game, maybe three points.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I think it's 2 points. I think if Harden would have had three at the end, they would have won. So, I mean, like,
man, what
are we talking about, man?
What I'm saying is Westbrook had the greatest individual season in history, and
I'm not denying that.
Oh, okay. Well, that, oh, and, yeah, okay. That, I'll just make sure.
Oh, okay. I'm saying, like, he's cool with that.
I mean, you should be cool with that.
Huh?
How can you not be cool with that? Is what I'm saying. We knew this team was not going to win the championship at the beginning of the season. For them to make the playoffs, we thought this team was going to be in the lottery. They made the playoffs.
But that's kind of depressing, though. Like, that's just, you know, like, we play fantasy football, right?
Yeah.
Several leagues together. We don't start the season like, yeah, we know we're not going to win it. We know we're not going to the championship. I don't even know, like, who, I mean.
But it's people.
Like, who's just, Randy,
Randy is
the team.
Randy is the Oklahoma. Randy is the Oklahoma City Thunder, man. Think of Randy. At the beginning of the season, Randy don't know. Hey, he either going to go 3-10 or he might make it to play. He don't know. So him making the playoffs this year was like Russell. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you got to look at it. Randy, I'm different.
That's exactly how I look at it.
But Russell didn't.
That's a whack ruling perspective. Like, you got a triple-double. That's the thing, man.
Some teams know where to be.
Me off about it. This is what I don't like, though. Is that's like you in Sports Center. Just be Westbrook got a triple double. Westbrook got a triple double. Like,
see, I'm just gonna put him on mute.
They won't even say if he won, if he lost. Like,
he ain't gonna let me talk.
Then they had a stat. He's missing the point.
Now, see, told you, art of deflection, people. Art of deflection. How do we get here? You see what I'm saying?
I told you.
The art of deflection, man.
Like, what? They just making up somebody.
Just still doing. Listen to them. Shit is amazing.
Because, you know, because he got swept in five. Like, what's so, I mean.
Swept
like,
in five.
Four games. Like, what is the record for 4 games?
Mm.
Like, it was the record for 6 games.
Westbrook hater. Here comes the hate, people.
It's just.
Here comes the hate.
I mean, you know,
yeah, man. See?
He's like winners. What like winners.
All right, nigga, hang up so we can wrap up the show. Shit.
Yeah.
Fucking,
hey, Chuck the Gambler, man. You turn from Chuck the Gambler to Chuck the Rambler, man. It's a live show, man. We got to go, man. Appreciate you. Do your shout outs, man. Any girls you want to tell to sit on your face, man? Anything, man? You know.
Oh, my God, man. Come on, man.
All right, man. Holla. Yeah, man.
Yo ass. I forgot who my other loser was for the week. Give my shout outs, man, so we can get up out of here.
Oh man, it's all right, man. Messed up your loser, my bad, man. So shout out to all right, man. Shout out to Be Easy, GQ Blue. Shout out to Short T, man. I'm not sure I have a thought with Short T, man, because you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's just funny. Nothing serious. Just lighthearted joking. Yeah, man, shout out to Ruler Myself, Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to MJMoney9S. And anybody else who fuck with the show, man. What up, what up, what up? Shout out, man.
It's been another episode of the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network, The Frocast, with your host, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alice P. Keaton, and my other host, King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster today, yesterday, and forever. We holler at y'all next time on another episode of The Frocast for NappyAfro.com. Buy a shirt, bitch. We out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com.